All right, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Happy Resurrection Day. Amen. Feliz Domingo por la mañana y feliz Día de Resurrección. Amen. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend, a church you can call home. Amen. Where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Don't let him go and say, hey, you got something for me. Amen. Praise God, man. When we go pay to go somewhere, we say, I'm going to get my money's worth. Well, Jesus paid the price, and he's got something for you, and you need what he's got to give. Amen. But you know what? You got to have an attitude of receiving. You got to have an attitude of gratitude. You got to have an attitude of thankfulness and say, here I am, Lord, fill me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So prepare yourself to receive. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Y bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And he's got something for you. Amen. He didn't exclude you. He said, for God so loved the world. That means everybody. Amen. Not just certain people. Not just certain groups. Right. All. Amen. All means all. We're going to be talking today about he's risen. Yes. Amen. You know, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but all the guys you hear about, they died and they got buried, and you know what? They're still in the grave. Our Jesus, he died, but he rose again. I've been to the tomb. I've been inside. I've been outside. He's not there. He's gone. You know where he's at? The Bible says he's at the right hand of God. Amen. God already had a place for him at the right hand of God, a place of authority, a place where he's interceding for us. Amen. Ooh, I'm excited. Can you tell? Grab your sword, soldier of God. Let's make this declaration together. Amen. Praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And I think everybody got the little confession. If you didn't get one, Carmen, just pass them out as they come in, okay? Make this confession. And you make this confession. Put it somewhere where you can see it. Put it somewhere where you could read it, you know. And it goes like this. It says, the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. As I believe this gospel, I will receive healing for my body, soundness of my mind, forgiveness of my sins, deliverance from addictions, habits, and bondages, and peace from harmony in my home. Jesus took my sins so that I could be righteous. He took my sickness so I could be healed. He took my torment so I could have peace. He was rejected so I could be accepted. And he was ridiculed and mocked so I could be brought into the family of God. Amen. Man, you're in the family of God. He says to assemble ourselves together so we can come together and encourage one another. And I'm telling you right now, you're here to be empowered. You're not here to be entertained. Amen. You're here to be empowered with the word so that you can go out and do unto him. Amen. I mean, be do for him. He says, he's called us to be ministers of reconciliation. We're here to be his ambassadors in the world. His mouthpiece. Wherever you go, you know what? Wherever you happen to go, you're the closest thing to Jesus. You're the closest thing to the Bible. People will be around. So why be silent? You're not called to be silent. You're called to share, to be ministers of reconciliation, bringing the lost sheep into the word, into the work, into the kingdom of God. Amen. So praise God. So you know what? Bible says you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Don't say, I can't, you know, because I seen you out there. You know, when I was in the world, man, I could do everything. And I got full of that stuff, you know. Man, nothing can stop me. I was Superman then. And now, as soldiers of God, as children of God, you know what? You got the greater one in you. That's what he says. I'm leaving. He says, but I'm going to leave the greater one with you. So, you know, the greater one is with me. I can do all things through Christ. Wherever you go, share his love and his compassion. I got another one for you. It says, live to give. Well, I ain't got nothing to give, Pastor. I know what you're talking about. All you want is our finances. No, I don't. He wants you. For God so loved the world, he gave sacrifice Jesus. He wants you. He says he paid a debt he didn't know, and I owe a debt I cannot give. He died for you. You don't own yourself. He owns you. Give yourself back to him. What can I do, Lord? How can I give back to you? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. But you got to give. Amen. You got to know how to give. God gave. Jesus gave. It will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. But with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. What can I give, Lord? You can give Jesus. Share Jesus. Give his love. Give his compassion. Give of yourself. Give up the gifts he's given you. Give of your talents. You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. One day you'll have to stand before him. And he's going to ask you, why didn't you use the gifts I gave you? Amen. Well, I couldn't do anything. No. He says you can do all things through him who strengthens you. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need your help. It's okay to go to him. Amen. All the apostles went, you know. Jesus went, says, Father, I need your strength. You know, what he went through, a mission he was to fulfill? It was hard. And you know what? The day he came in and rode that donkey into Jerusalem, he knew what awaited him. He knew he was going to be sacrificed. Didn't stop him. He pressed on. You know, when they beat him, he could have said, wait a minute, Father. I'm not going through with this. Just send some angels to get me out of here. He didn't back down. He pressed on. Amen. And he says, what I can do, you can do also. He says, they put shame on him. He was shamed naked up there on the cross. Yeah. Amen. And they pulled his beard and he did all kinds of ugly things to him. But he still fulfilled. And they still couldn't kill him. So he went to the Father and says, he gave himself back to the Father. But he says, before all this, he says, forgive him. Yeah. Don't hold this against him. Who are we to hold anything against anybody? Mm. Amen. We're to be Christ-like. Amen. Praise God. They're going to do things, and say things to you that you ain't going to like. But you know what? You got to renew your mind with the Word of God. Every day you go out, there's a battlefield. It's the mind. And what you see and what you hear and all the things wrestling in your head, you got to renew your mind to the things of God, the Word of God. Amen. And that way you can succeed in fulfilling whatever mission God has for you. Amen. But you know that you can do all things through him. Amen. He says, what can I give? I can give Jesus. I can give of his love and his compassion. Give of yourself. Give of your time, your encouragement. Give your joy. Give a kindness. It's so rude out there. So much rage going on. Give hope. Give a smile. Give a prayer. Can I pray for you? Oh, yeah, you know, when I get to the house, when I get to my car, when I get to the office, I'll pray for you. What about right here? Let's pray right here. Father, bless them. Whatever they're going through right now, Father, greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. Bless them, Lord. Meet all their needs in Jesus' name. Amen. People out in public, they ain't afraid to cuss you out in a heartbeat. And they don't care who's listening. Why can't you share Jesus right in front of them? Don't be ashamed. Be bold. Some of us just need to ask for boldness. Amen. Boy, I get full of that to kill you. And I'm bold as can be. Used to. Not anymore. Now I get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And go and be a blessing for somebody. Like I said, you're the closest thing to Jesus. The Bible, the Word of God, people will be around. So why are you going to be silent? Not time to be silent. It's time to share. It's time to give. Give, give, give. Amen. Woo. Does it bless you? Thank you, Pastor. That blesses me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So happy Resurrection Sunday. Feliz Domingo de Resurrección. Keep going. These are good. He is risen. How many folks out there can say their God is risen? None of them. All these gods, so-called gods, got buried, and they're still buried. They're still in their grave. But our God, Jesus, He rose. Amen. The Word of God says so. He is risen. Death couldn't hold Him. Rejoice in the resurrection, Jesus Christ. Death couldn't hold Him. He rose. Amen. Keep going. These are good. He's not here. He's risen. Death couldn't hold Him. Rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Keep going. These are good. It says Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. Death, final call, He would not obey. Amen. He knew. He knew He was going to rise up. Amen. Praise God. It says the blood He shed and life He gave for us to be saved. Amen. You know that big old stone they put in front of the cave? It wasn't for Jesus to keep Jesus inside. Remember, He appeared to the apostles. Amen. When the disciples were all together, He walked. All of a sudden, He's in front of them. He's right there in front of them, standing. And the doors were locked. The Bible says the doors were locked, and He just walked right through. He could walk right through that stone. It wasn't for Him. It was for us. Amen. He paid a debt. Jesus paid it all. In Isaiah 53 and 5. Amen. Praise God. Go one more. Okay, yeah. Well, He paid a debt. He didn't know an hour debt I could not pay. Amen. But anyway, Resurrection Sunday, celebrating the rising of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Amen. So praise God. Thank You, Lord. It says believers can celebrate His resurrection. Celebrate daily, not yearly. On Resurrection Easter Sunday, celebrate with an attitude of gratitude. Amen. I was going over this lesson again this morning. You know what? I was starting to share some tears, you know. I was just, man, thank You, Jesus. Amen. You just got to stop and say, thank You, Jesus. So celebrate with an attitude of thanksgiving. Remembering Jesus is the reason for the resurrection season. Amen. Remembering He is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Remembering He is our living and victorious Savior and King. He is our living King. Amen. Praise God. Remember, He paid the price in full. He paid a debt He didn't know. Receive Him. Receive salvation. And have eternal life. Amen. Next one. Okay. Leave it right there. Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say, Easter is not about the bunny rabbit. Easter is about the Lamb of God. It's about the Lamb of God. Amen. So, hallelujah. No stones. Don't throw no stones. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:8-6. Go back one. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. You know what? Sometimes your body tells you things. And you're not feeling so well. You know, you just got to confess what the Word of God says. And say, body, line up with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And be healed. Speak the words that Jesus gave us. By His stripes, I am healed. The stripes was put on His back for us to be healed. But we got to confess that, you know. Instead of confessing the negative, confess the positive. Confess what the Word of God says. Amen. So praise God. Thank God. Keep going. Okay, Colossians 2:14 says, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Amen. All these things were nailed to the cross with Jesus. Amen. But you know what? The enemy, people, you're going to hear things, and you're just going to confess these things. Amen. Don't magnify the problem. Don't magnify this thing, you know. Magnify Jesus, because He paid it all. It was all put on Him. Amen. And sometimes you got to confess that. Say, wait a minute. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not receiving it. That's not for me. So sickness, I cancel you. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I don't receive it in my body. It's not for me. Amen. Well, praise God. New King James says, having wiped out all out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it away. He has taken it out of the way, having it nailed it to the cross. All these was nailed to the cross with Jesus. Amen. So We need to know the truth and speak the truth. Speak the word, amen. Keep going. This is what you can copy this, take a picture of it, or I can give you notes later on. But it says these are four gospels that record the account of Jesus, amen. And then Matthew 28, 1 through 10, Mark 16, 1 through 8, Luke 24, 1 and 8, and John 20, 1 through 18. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to go over some of the scriptures the rising. Amen. But this is the one I wanted, Carmen. It says, Easter is not about the bunny. It's about the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what I'm not going there. Anyway, Matthew 28 and 6 says, He is not here, for He is risen. As He said, come see the place where the Lord laid. It's empty. I've been there. It's in Matthew 28 and 6, Amplified. He is not here. He is risen, just as He said He would. Come see the place where He was laying. He's no longer there. You see, the clothes were still there, but He is gone. Amen. He's not there anymore. Keep going. Mark chapter 16, verse 6 says, But He said to them, Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He's risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid Him. Amen. Angels was there. And He said to them, Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See, here is the place that they laid Him. Amen. He's gone. He said He would. He said He would rise. Amen. And He did. So praise God. Keep going. Again, Luke 24, 6 and 7 says, He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. All these other gods are still in their grave. Jesus is risen from the dead. Remember what He told you back in Galilee. Verse 7 says that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that He would rise again on the third day. And He did. He fulfilled what the Word of God said. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 5 says, He passed on to you what was most important also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture says. And He was buried, and He was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. He was seen by Peter, and then by the 12. So He was saying, you can't hide it. That's what the Word of God says. Amen. And also, Jesus took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. Revelations 1 and 18. To write these down, to the New Living Translation says, I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forevermore, forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and of the grave. Amen. So guess what? He went to see the enemy. And He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Him. Amen. So He has nothing to say. We can live. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior, and you can live for eternity. Amen. And you know what? When you're watching, you're listening, you need to confess. You know, you quit running from Him. And it's time that you make this confession. Amen. You know how you can celebrate Easter? Even better is by receiving Him as your Lord and Savior. And know that when He comes and the trumpet is sound, that you're going up and not down. Or if you die, you know, you're not going down, I'm going up. Amen. Know for a fact what the Word of God says, that you will be saved. So receive Him as your Lord and Savior now. Don't put it off. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. So receive Him as your Lord and Savior. If you're running from Him, stop running. You know, just come back home. Say, Lord, you know, I've sinned against You. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He will. He ain't going to say, well, that's not good. You got to go through all this. No. No. He sacrificed His Son for you. To win you back. Amen. To get you back. So He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. A place of authority. Interceding for us. Amen. Romans 8:34 says, Who is He who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, and is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. So you know he's not up there just doing nothing. He's interceding for you. Amen. He loves you. God sacrificed his son for you to come and have salvation and have eternity in heaven with him. Amen. Join the family of God today. You know, don't put it off any longer. Amen. All you need to do is just receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Amplify says, who is the one who condemns us? Christ Jesus is the one who died to pay our penalty. And more than that, who was raised from the dead and who is at the right hand of God, interceding with the Father for us. Amen. That's how much he loves you. You know, God turned us back, you know. He had to sacrifice his own son to win us back. So why are we still holding back? Amen. It's time, you know, when you go swimming, you just don't go tap the water, you know, and say, oh, it's cold, I'm not going to get in, you know. You just dive in, you know. It's time to do that. You know, when you was out in the world, you didn't say, well, you know, play it cool. Just dive in. Amen. Let's do the same thing for Jesus. You know, Jesus went and he dove. He fulfilled what he came to do. He's got a mission for you. He didn't exclude you. He's got a mission for you. Amen. He's called you. He's anointed you. He's equipped you. And you could do all things through Christ. Amen. But you got to press on. You got to step out in faith. He says, walk by faith and not by sight. And don't let fear stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. The only thing that can stop you is yourself. You know, if you're a Christian, you can't continue to live a defeated life. Amen. You got to live in victory each and every day. Amen. Each and every day. Praise God. Praise God. Ephesians 1 and 20 says, same thing. You know, say, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. The glare is kind of getting in my way here. It says, Colossians 3 and 1 says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You want to know where Jesus is? He's at the right hand of God. But he says, I'm going to go. But he says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. So the greater one is in you. The Bible says that your temple, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So wherever you go, he's with you. You don't think, you say, well, you stay here. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go party. I'm going to do this. No, he goes where you go. Remember, your body was paid for. And you don't own your body. He owns your body. Amen. And he says, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. If you've received him, then he's going where you go. But he's with you. Don't feel lonely. You know what? Talk to him. Amen. So once in a while, we say, you know, something's telling me to do this. I'm feeling this way or this or that. That somebody is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in you. Amen. And he's talking to you. And we're shocked because something told me, well, the Holy Ghost says, don't do that. Don't go that way. Go this way. Something told me to go that way. Well, yeah, the Holy Ghost, the greater one. Hallelujah. Acts 7, 55 through 60 says, woo, hallelujah. This is one of my favorite scriptures here. The stoning of Stephen. You know, he was telling them some things, you know, and they didn't like it. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. That's the only place in the Bible you'll see where Jesus said. Other scriptures tells you he was sitting. When Stephen gave his life, Jesus stood up to receive him. Amen. He says, Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he says, I see the heavens open. And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices. They all rushed at him, dragged him out in the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their cloth on the feet of the young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell to his knees and cried, Lord, I do not hold this sin against them. It's a type of shadow of Jesus Christ. when he was at the cross and he gave his life. And he said the same thing. Father, don't hold this against him. Forgive him. Forgive him. Amen. When he had said this, he fell asleep. They stoned him. Jesus didn't die until he gave himself back to the Father. And he says, forgive them. Amen. That's the only way. Praise God. He's not here. He's risen. He had the privilege to go on. Excuse me. He had the privilege to go and enjoy the... Excuse me. Basically, what I want to let you know is I had the privilege to go to Israel. I've been to Israel. And I've been to the graveside. And it's empty. He was not there. Amen. He was not there. The tomb is empty. The word tells us that he is risen. The world has proof, but they cannot explain, and they cannot accept it. Amen. Praise God. So the world resurrection, Easter, is just another holiday, the bunny time. 3-day weekend, lots of fun, no work, time off, party time, entertainment, foods, barbecues, travels. Easter is a great break time, a break from school, a spring break. The believer's resurrection is Jesus rising from the dead. Jesus paying the price in full for all. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Celebrate the resurrection. Not yearly, but daily. And just say thank you. Every day he wakes you up. That's your first miracle. Waking up. Amen. You know, nobody, just because you go to sleep don't mean you're going to wake up. So say thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. You had a wake-up call. That means, you know what, as long as he's waking you up, you're going to rejoice and be glad for this beautiful day he's given you. And you're going to go out there and do for him. Amen. But prepare yourselves, because anytime you step out in four walls, go out that door, there's giants waiting for you. Sometimes you don't even have to walk out the door. You got giants of death. You got giants of drugs. You got giants of financial problems. All kinds of things coming against you. But the greater one is in you. Renew your mind to what the Word of God says. And have peace. And have victory over the situation. Amen. He says to cast all things on him because he cares for you. Amen. He put all this, he gave us this so we can give it to him, because he's got a mission for you. And he don't want all these things weighing you down when you're out there trying to do the Lord's work. Amen. Fulfill whatever mission he's called you to do. And know that you can do it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, to believer, says, Jesus raising from the dead, Jesus paying the price in full. John 3:16. Celebrate the resurrection daily, not yearly. Victory over death, hell, and the grave. Salvation is a free gift. Romans 10:9-10 says this. Says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God is raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. But you have to confess him with your mouth. I can't do it for you. You need to confess him with your mouth. Amen. And it says, verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So, you watching, you listening, if you never confessed him as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. But with your mouth, confess him. Amen. He is your Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Just a few more scriptures and we're done. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, you're anyone. You could personalize this. Put your name there. If Jose is in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The enemy holds things against you, old stuff, and tries to keep you in bondage, try to keep you a prisoner of your past. Amen. That was just a lesson. And you know what? You can just tell him charges were dropped. Those charges have been dropped. I'm a new creature in Christ. The enemy, people are going to try to hold your past against you for years and years and years. And they're never going to forget. And they'll remind you. But you say, wait a minute, I'm a new creature in Christ. He forgave and forgot. You need to forget and forgive and forget. Don't let no one hold it against you anymore. You're a new creature in Christ. You had a spiritual birth. People don't see that. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old is gone, the new is in. Start living for Him. Amen. You're going to change. You're going to confess and speak the right things, not the negative things anymore. Amen. If He's forgiven and forgotten, you need to do the same thing. Forgive and forget. Worldly gods or worldly heroes like Muhammad, Buddha, Allah, Confucius, Hitler, Joseph Smith, or Jim Jones have all died and still in their graves. Still dead, still buried, never rose. And plenty of evidence we have. Jesus died, but He rose on the third day. We'll close with this. We serve a risen Savior. Amen. We serve a risen Savior. We serve a risen King. And we serve a risen Lord. Amen. So confess Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Again, Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Amen. I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Personalize it. Amen. He's given you another day to serve Him. And this day is just like this. But every day you wake up. Amen. Rejoice and be glad in it. He tells us what to do. Don't be sad. Well, man, it's Monday. I got all kinds of work ahead of me. Oh, man, whatever. Only time we thank God is on Fridays. Thank God it's Friday. You know, the weekend's here. We're going to celebrate. Well, you can celebrate every day. Because He woke you up. He's got a mission for you. Amen. So praise God that you receive. Hallelujah. Well, happy Resurrection Day. Praise God. So those of you watching, those of you listening, again, today's the day, you know. We serve a risen Savior. Amen. You can join God's team today. Amen. God's winning team. Amen. So all you got to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to forgive and forget. And you need to do the same thing. You know what He's going to say? He says, get up and press on. Amen. The prodigal son was wallowing in the mud with the pigs, you know. But you know what? He says, I could do better at Father's house. You guys are running from Him. It's time to come back home. Amen. And rededicate yourself back to Him. You know, He's not finished with you. He's not finished with you. He's got great things for you. Amen. And He's got great plans for you. And none of them include defeat. So press on with Him. Amen. You got sickness in your body? Let it go. I speak no malfunctions in your body. But you know what? You confess what the Word of God says. He says, by Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen. And I accept no malfunctions in my body. You speak it out. And you say this. I am well. I'm healed. Jesus took the stripes on His back and took all the sickness. Amen. So I could be healed. Amen. So I'm not receiving any sickness. There's no sickness in heaven for Him to give me. If they put it on Jesus, why is He going to put it back on me? I said, body, line up with the Word of God. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. Thank You, Lord. It's time to give. Praise God. Go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, or if you go mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at the Big Ben. God loves you and we love you. And again, happy Resurrection Day. Amen. Praise God. Thank You, sir. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we thank You for the opportunity to give. Bless the gift and the givers, Lord. And open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing they're not able to contain, Father. And thank You for rebuking the devourer for our sake. In Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.